Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my Christian and Muslim audience. We are continuing the important topic, title given to Jesus in the Quran and in the Bible, which is the Word of God. In the Quran, Jesus is called the Word of God. In Surah 4, verse 171, Kalimatuhu, Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah and his word. And of course, we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, in the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. John 1, verses 1 to 3. Okay, God communicates to us through his eternal word. We have in Jesus the fullest possible expression of God's mind and God's will. The fullest possible expression of God toward man. It is through the word Jesus that God expresses his character and communicate with us directly. My dear Muslim friend, let me ask you, if a person you love in your family, for example, got sick, what would be your best way to communicate with him or with her? To write him a letter or go visit him personally? The answer is obvious. The Bible clearly declares that God chose to use the most humble and the loving method to communicate with us by coming to us in the person of Jesus Christ. That's what God chose to do. An eminent Muslim scholar, Dr. Qaradawi, wrote of God's nature, "If our hearing is through the sense of hearing that gets transmitted by air, God's hearing differs from ours. And if our sight comprehends things through the sense of seeing and the ray of light, God's seeing is not like ours." My Muslim friend, God's word is totally different than anything else we know. When we ask the question, is the word of God created or uncreated? Al-Baydawi, one of the most famous Muslim theologians, his books almost in every mosque in the world, commented on Surah 3, stated Jesus is called the Word of God because he is like the Book of God. Surah 3 stated Yahya is the name of John the Baptist. So Surah 3:39 states, Yahya witnessing the truth of a word from Allah. Al-Baydawi commented on this verse, commented on Surah 3:39, and said, Jesus is called the Word of God because he is like the Book of God. Wow! This is amazing, because all Muslims believe the Book of God is uncreated and divine and eternal. Al-Baydawi said, Jesus is called the Word of God because he is like the Book of God. Wow! Prominent scholar Ibn Hazm reports the leading scholar Ibn Hanbal said the Word of God is his eternal knowledge and hence it is uncreated. Wow! One of the early leaders of the Muslim world, one of the early caliph, Ma'mun, he ruled AD 786 to 833, significantly stated in a letter to the governor of Baghdad, Iraq, that those who believe that the Quran is uncreated are like Christians when they claim that Jesus, the son of Mary, was not created because he was the Word of God. God came to us. God came in person and also sent written instructions. My dear Muslim friend, I pray you will see that God, motivated by his strong love for spiritually sick mankind, was not satisfied to send only a book. He chose to be our personal physician and savior in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, let me give you another illustration. Because many Muslims, you know, keep telling me that this is illogical, it doesn't make sense. Well, imagine someone who is about to drown in the deep ocean. Okay? He can barely keep his head above the water. If you were that person, which would be your most urgent need? Someone to throw you a book of swimming instructions and ask you to try hard. Someone to keep giving you advices. Or someone to dive in the water and rescue you. In the gospel, God tells us that the human race is sinking in the depth of sin. Sick with the sin virus, and he personally came to rescue us. What is so hard to understand about that? I'm speaking in many churches on Sunday morning. Contact me if you are interested. Let's do the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we pray for our beloved Muslim friends and acquaintances, for the Muslims that we meet, that you will open their eyes, God, to see your love manifested toward them passionately through Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ's life, through Jesus Christ's words, and through Jesus Christ's death on the cross to pay the penalty for their sins. Now, my precious audience, if you never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you never put your faith in Him, today is a good day. It is very simple. All you need to do is just to mean it from your heart to live close to God. Tell God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore, God. God, I am tired of living against your will, against my conscience, against your commandments. God, today I am putting my faith in Jesus that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for all the sins I committed. Jesus, you are my personal Savior. Jesus, I open my heart and my life to you. Come into my heart and help me to be a child of God. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Because of your sacrifice, because you loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My dear friends, if you pray this prayer, contact me so I can send you some materials that will encourage you.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.